Time now for Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber. Larry, I have some phenomenological information to impart to you.
Logical?
Phenomenological.
Okay.
That word's tripping me up a little bit, so I'm going to take it kind of slow.
Okay.
I actually wrote this down in my calendar, and it pops up every year. Thursday, February 2nd, record lows in Minnesota. Tower, 60 below. Duluth, 39 below.
Yep.
Paul Damberg, our development director at the time, took me outside into the parking lot and threw a cup of water up in the air, and it froze against that hard blue sky into ice crystals. Coolest thing I'd ever seen up until then.
Okay. Well, congratulations. Yeah, that's right. Yesterday was that anniversary of that cold. It varied at different places, of course. The tower recorded minus 60. That's the coldest temperature ever recorded in Minnesota any time since recorded temperatures have been recorded. At my house here, the thermometer was a little bit hard to read because it went beyond the scale. The scale on the thermometer was only minus 40, and it certainly went beyond that. It was closer to minus 50. So I didn't know exactly what the temperature was, but definitely a cold day, an absolutely amazing morning to take a walk. It's not unusual to walk on sub-zero days and hear cracking of trees. The response of the freezing of sap inside the tree expands and it causes the tree to crack. I heard it again this morning, but that particular day, it was just like popcorn. I mean, noises were all over the place from the different woods, all cracking nice and loud. Well, as a result of that, we have this record, we have this anniversary, and so forth. However, continue to look at the calendar while you're looking. That was on February 2, 1996. Now, go forward just a few days, February 7, 1996. 5 days later, the temperature was recorded at the Duluth Airport at plus 45. How's that for a change in just a few days? Yeah, a lot of people overlook the fact that it was cold. Oh, yeah, we had a wonderful cold snap, but it didn't really last that long, and that's kind of what we're in right now. We had sub-zero again this morning at my house. It was minus 12, but it's not going to last that long. And we're going to be above zero again this next few days. We also get some snow since we last spoke to you. When I was outside last Friday morning, it was hard, crusty snow in which you could. It was so hard and crusty that I could walk on it, and I weigh more than 50 pounds. I could walk on it. There was a little bit of a light dusting on top of it, which allowed tracks and so forth to show up. So it was really cool. You could go almost anywhere. That was last time I spoke to you, and then since then, we got some snow. We got about, depending on where you live, we got somewhere around 5 inches of snow. It was a wonderful powder, and the powder across it makes for good skiing, and so I was very glad. I was very glad to see that, but that is kind of a typical snow at this time. February will give us cold, but February also gives us milder temperatures. February will give us some snow, but not very much. I always told my students, don't expect a day off of school because of snow in February. It is known as the dry month. It's the driest month we have for the whole year. And typically, yes, we'll get maybe a foot of snow, but we almost never get a snowstorm. It has happened, but not very often. Looking back at January, we finished the month, and we had an average temperature about 5 degrees above normal, another month above normal. And it was really amazing how it was divided almost exactly down in the middle. The first half of the month was 4 degrees, way below normal. The second half of the month was 27, way above normal. So, wow, what a difference. Precipitation-wise, this is also kind of interesting. We had more precipitation than normal in January, 2/10 of an inch more than normal. But we were below normal in snowfall. And you might remember, we even got this something called rain for a couple of days there in January. Yeah, wow, really interesting. Also, what's interesting is watching the changes of the snow. It went from, you know, early sticky snow onto very wet sticky snow onto hard snow, and now powder is just going. It's really interesting to watch it. The days continue to get longer. Sunrise at 7:30 in the morning. sunset 5:15. We are moving towards February 8, and February 8 is when we're going to have 10 hours of daylight. It rapidly moves on. This is a short month, but it rapidly, the days get longer, and by the end of the month, we have a little somewhere around 11 hours. Beautiful nights, clear skies, beautiful nights. We've been having a waxing crescent moon that is bright thanks to the new snow. And we're moving towards a full moon next week. My feeders have been very active thanks to the movement of other finches last week that I talked about, the pine siskins and the redpolls. I see four kinds of finches every day, including already this morning. The four kinds are purple finch and goldfinch, which are the two that are most abundant, but then also redpolls and pine siskins. So it's been just been terrific. Blue jays, black-capped chickadees, nuthatches, woodpeckers all still continue to come, too. So it's been very interesting feeder watching lately. But it's not just the feeders. The crows and the ravens. Somebody asked me about the crows. Yeah, February is the month where we really start to notice crows. Some spend the winter with us. Some migrate, but February is when they seem to congregate. Ravens are out there all the time. They are a remarkable bird. They seem to survive everything. And even no matter how cold it is, there always seems to be ravens out. And I heard them again this morning. Excuse me. I've heard a lot of calling from barred owls recently, too. And once again, that's a common thing we have in February is the barred owl calling. Rough grouse, I've noticed, and a bald eagle one day this week. So there is plenty of birds out there if you want to get out and take a look. Other things of note out in the new snow are mammal tracks, mostly deer. The deer seem to be hungry. Last night I watched three deer as they came to our bird feeder. And yes, they were really interesting to watch. There's others, coyotes and foxes. I've been seeing their tracks and the mice and the squirrels and so forth. But no groundhogs. And despite what they talk about yesterday with Groundhog Day, no, don't expect to see one. Maybe the groundhog, what it's really trying to tell us is that we are about in midwinter. If you took the days from the winter solstice in December to the days of the vernal equinox in March, if you took those days and divided it in half, we would be right now early February, halfway through the winter. So I think that's what Groundhog Day is really all about. But who's in a hurry? This is a beautiful time. Let's just get out and enjoy it. So, yeah, take care, and we may be seeing a little more snow by the next time we talk, but don't expect a big storm.
All right, Larry, it'll be fun. We'll stay in touch.
Okay.
Larry Weber, this morning, the host of Backyard Almanac with Larry Weber, a regular feature of Fridays right here on Northland Morning.